Hey, is Cassandra in?
This is her.
Hey, Cassandra, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Looks like I just, received your web application. I just wanted to
Yes,
give you a
sir.
call, go over a couple things, see exactly what we're working with here. Did you have a couple minutes right now to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so taking a look at it here, is the business is Cutting Edge Promotions?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So what exactly were you looking for here?
I am needing to get, I'm a little behind on some things right now just because I have a really big order and, I have those big customers that want their stuff, before they pay for it, and they're good customers, but I, got a little behind or whatever, and I need to get some more inventory in.
Oh, okay.
And also to pay for my embroidery machine is down right now. The motor is blown and it's going to cost me about like $800 to fix. And I've
Okay,
been
so
making a lot of wait for my inventory to do that, but I don't want to third party anything out because then I lose money that way.
absolutely, absolutely.
So,
Okay,
I
I
mean, maybe
gotcha.
like, like 5 to 7 thousand, I mean, not a whole lot, you know what I mean? But just enough to get me to where I can get back up and do what I need to do and pay it off easily and quickly.
Okay. All right. I see. All right. So a couple questions for you. On the inventory side of things, how long does it take you to turn that inventory over?
Not long at all. As long as I can get it in and it's in stock, normally my shipment days or my shipment time for me to get my stuff in is like 1 to 2 days, and once I get everything in, I can turn it around in like 3 to 5, like weeks tops,
Wow.
maybe.
Nice.
So,
Okay. That's actually really nice, especially if you're looking to, get the cash in and pay it off quickly.
yes, sir.
Yeah, when you keep the term shorter, you're going to be paying less in interest, so it works to your advantage.
Yes, sir.
Now, how about what do you do for your gross annual sales, like the top line revenue?
Well, let's see. Last year, gross was
Usually your busy season.
49,02, 49,218.
After the summer. Okay.
This year so far, it's at 25,672. I mean, and I'm looking at my report right now, so.
Okay. All right. Nice. And I think it says that you are seasonal. How good?
December is, I mean, last year was really my first year to like do all of this, and now that like I'm getting out there and like, making cold calls and everything, I'm getting more busier, which the past couple months have been slammed. That's why I'm trying to get everything. December normally, December holiday season, you know what I mean, is a busy month just because, customers want to get their customers gifts and stuff like that, or hand
Sure.
stuff out and all of that. So I would
Okay.
say probably maybe December. I don't, but then again, I don't, the past 3 months for me have been crazy, which blows my mind because of everything as slow as it's been down here in Texas. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then let's see, as far as a time frame here, are you looking to move forward as soon as possible, or what's that?
Yes.
What? Okay.
As soon as
Okay.
possible.
Got it. Got it. I can keep this pretty easy for you. And then how about, how would you rate your personal credit? What's it look like? Is it good? Is it bad?
It's
Somewhere in the
not
middle?
good. It's not
Okay.
good because I have a husband that doesn't like to inform me on shit that he has out and,
Well, that's nice, huh? Okay.
yeah. Or tell me, oh yeah, I forgot to pay that. Thanks. Appreciate it. No problem. I'm that too, asshole,
Well, we can take a look at it and see, what we can make work. Do you have any idea, a ballpark on what the score would be on that?
Oh, I want to say like it's a 520, 530 something. I'm not
Okay.
real sure.
It's
Between
definitely
520 and 550, I think.
520 and 550. Okay. It's definitely gonna be a challenge.
Yes, sir. I
Which
figured.
yeah. But it's something that, we do have, programs for A to D. So I guess really what I'm gonna shoot for here is let's just try to get you approved.
Okay.
That'll be the first, hurdle to jump over. Then from there we can kinda work out the finer details. But really with what we're working with here, I think, the biggest issue is let's just get you approved for something.
Right.
And then, you know, if we're able to do that, then we can push everything through pretty quickly. Typically, if everything lines up, you know, once we get the approval, we can have you funded in about 2 days.
Okay.
So the timing after that should be pretty simple, but this initial hurdle is what we're going to work with. Now, do you operate with a business line of credit or anything like that right now?
No, I just pay everything with credit cards right now.
Okay. And have you done a working capital loan before?
No, sir.
Okay. No worries. So just a brief overview of kind of the way working capital programs work. It's unsecured cash. It gets deposited directly into the business bank account. You're free to use it however you see fit. It's primarily based off of sales. So credit is a smaller issue. It is an issue, but it's a smaller issue. Usually we're able to free up about 10% of your top line revenue. So, I mean, you'd be looking somewhere around the ballpark of that 5. I can shoot to get it as high as possible. I mean, what I'm going to do, I just want to get you approved. I'll try to get you approved for the largest amount possible. From there, also, we get you approved for the longest term possible and then work backwards. So say I can get you approved for, you know, for the 5 over 12 months. You can do the 5 for 6 months, for 3 months. They range anywhere from 3 months to usually about 24 months. So they are typically shorter term.
Right, which is fine with me. But like I said, you know, it'd be awesome to, like, try and get, you know, between 5 to 7. Like I said, I mean, this thing says 250, and there's no way that I would do that. Like,
yeah,
you know, I don't. That's a ridiculous amount of money for a small business like me. So
yeah, and you know, to be honest, that 250, that it wouldn't be on the table anytime soon up front. But it is, the way that it works is the program. It's a renewable source. So if you start, you know, on a small one right now, once you develop the relationship or you establish the relationship where you show that you're able to make the payments, we then open you up to refinancing options. So once you get halfway through the term, you're eligible for more money, longer terms, lower rates. So if you're in the position where you're looking to grow your business, you know, over the next year or two, it's a great opportunity to at least establish the relationship. So that's what I would like to do, you know, try to get this thing moving. At least shoot for an approval.
Right, yes, now, sir.
Now, to do that, I'm going to need a couple things from you.
Okay.
I have the application that you submitted online. I'm going to send you another one, though. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty similar, but I just need you to sign it, and it's a little more targeted toward the program that I think we're going to qualify for. So it'll just kind of streamline the process. And then I will also need 6 months of the 6 most recent months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And then do you have your tax return finished for 2015?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So that is the extent of what I need. It's the bank statements, the tax return, and the application.
Okay.
And you know what? I think I see here that you do take credit cards as well.
Yes, sir.
So do you have, are you able to get the merchant processing statements for those as well? Okay, so I'll just need 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I can put all of this in an email. I'll send you the application and then that list of what I need. All you need to do is gather that and send it right back to me in an email, and I can go ahead and submit this. And usually we shoot to get you an approval. It takes about 24 hours.
Okay,
now I want to confirm the email address that I have here. It looks like it's cassie.cepromotions@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So I will send you the email with the application, the list of what I need. You'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you know, gathering everything together, you can call me directly. You can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back with you.
Okay, sounds
okay.
Good.
And do you go by, is it Cassie?
Yes.
Okay, Kathy. I'm Sam. I'll be helping you through this. And like I said, if you have any questions, just let me know.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Bye-bye.